Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms Devotional is on select verses from Exodus 14 and 15. Today's devotion comes to us from Pastor Angel Jackson of St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. Learn more about Pastor Angel at the end of this episode.
This is Exodus chapter 14, verses 26 through 29, and chapter 15, verses 20 through 21. And I'm reading from the Common English Bible. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the water comes back and covers the Egyptians, their chariots and their cavalry." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. At daybreak, the sea returned to its normal depth. The Egyptians were driving towards it, and the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and cavalry, Pharaoh's entire army that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. The Israelites, however, walked on dry ground through the sea. The waters formed a wall for them on the right hand and on their left. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand. All the women followed her playing tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang the refrain back to them. "Sing to the Lord for an overflowing victory. Horse and rider he threw into the sea."
When was the last time you danced? No, I mean really. Let the music take you over, forgot what you looked like or what was going to hurt in the morning, and danced. I imagine it had been a while for God's people in our story today. They had been enslaved in Egypt for generations. Moses came to town promising God's rescue, but at first, his presence made things worse. More work with few materials. The seesaw of hope and disappointment as God sent plague after plague, but Pharaoh's heart remained hard. Finally, a rushed escape from their captivity, and also the only home they ever knew. Run, run, with a miraculous but unsettling pillar of cloud leading the way by day, and a terrifying pillar of fire by night, only to find themselves trapped at the edge of the sea. And Pharaoh has changed his mind and is coming. They can see the horses, the chariots, the well-armed army bearing down on them. Moses raises his staff. A wind comes so strong that it pushes the water back. And they are led, urged to walk across on foot with a mounted army coming behind. I can't imagine the panic, the adrenaline, the doubt. Out of slavery, into a violent death in the middle of nowhere. But then, the last foot of the last Israelite steps up off of the seabed. And the people turn to look. And God tells Moses, stretch out your staff again. And everyone holds their breath. And the wind stops. And suddenly the sea comes rushing in. And not one of their pursuers, not a single sword or arrow makes it to their side of the sea. And then they dance. Miriam, sister of Moses, the same one who had been old enough to trace the baby Moses' basket and negotiate with Pharaoh's daughter to save him. She can't be a youngster anymore. She is so filled with relief, with so much joy, that she breaks into song. She hands the other women tambourines, and she sings. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed, and the horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. And Miriam and all the women dance. I don't know about you, but as a grown-up, I have a tendency to feel like I'm supposed to temper my emotions, keep a bigger view. Sometimes I'm weighed down by the memories of past, considerations for the future, the feelings of those around me, and of course, how it might look. These women forget all of that. I mean, they surely have scars and traumas. A dear friend gifted me with a modern-day icon of Saint Miriam dancing with a shackle still around one ankle. I'm sure by the end of the evening, they will be haunted by the bodies floating in the water, the loss of human life that occurs when powerful people fear losing that power. And of course, though they are free, they are only beginning the long wilderness wandering. But for at least one song, they dance. They let themselves go to the freedom, ultimate freedom, and they dance. And their dance of abandon is a prayer of thanks to God. When was the last time you danced? Really danced. Let go of what people think, the hurts of the past, the worries of the future, the but also and what ifs, and just moved your body in whatever way feels good. And just took a moment to take joy in the freedom God has given us. Maybe take a few minutes to do that today. Maybe it could be your prayer. Oh, saving Lord, thank you for freedom. Thank you for Miriam and all those who go before us and show us the way. Help us to let go and rejoice. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Stitchology. We give special thanks to Pastor Angel Jackson for providing today's devotion. Pastor Angel ministers alongside the folks of St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. She has a Master of Divinity degree from the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago and earned a Master's of Social Work from the University of Chicago. She is passionate about working to create healthy Christian community. Her other callings include parenting, knitting, and birdwatching. Thank you also to Sophia Jackson for serving as our liturgist today. Sophie is a sophomore who serves on the high school debate team. She is an avid reader and cosplayer. Our music today is entitled Horizon Line and is by the guitarist Alexi. You've heard today and